This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore talking now with Linfield High School hockey coach John Gardner. And coach, welcome back to MSO, and congratulations on a big weekend this past weekend.
Thank you so much. Always a pleasure to be talking with you. But yeah, definitely a huge win for us.
You know, I read the story in the item by Anne-Marie Tobin, and I want to start sort of in reverse order. One of the last comments that she has you quoting has to do with one of your kids as the most consistent player in that game, and his name is Jarrett Scapatullo. Can you tell me a little bit about his play, coach, and then we'll talk about the comeback for your team?
Yeah, he's just a big-time motor, really got a long reach. He's kind of wiry, shifty, just in on pucks, constantly causes disruption with other teams with his forecheck. And once he gets the puck, he uses his reach, real shifty, takes a beating out front on the power play. Even though there's not a lot to him, he's a very good, effective screener and puck retrieval guy down low off the power play. He's just been really consistent, and you know, he's a little bit snake bitten in the goal department, but his impact on the game shows in other ways.
Mm-hmm. Well, an interesting read in terms of the game, and I wonder, John, if there were a point in that game early on when you thought, oh man, this just isn't coming together, because you guys ended up going down. I believe you gave up a shorthanded goal, so you're down 2-0 before you started to come back. Was there any moment there when you, not panic isn't the right word, but you get a little concerned?
So the concern would be they have a really strong goalie. I think he's one of the best goalies in the state when he's locked in, and then they play very well in front of him. Like, I don't think they go out set to win 1-0, but they kind of do. So the manner of which we gave up the second goal. So first of all, people that are, we outshot them like 15-2 in the first period, mm-hmm. and we're losing 2-0. So that's right away like, what are we doing here? And the manner in which they scored with 1 second left. It was literally a buzzer-beater shorthanded goal. And we have a couple bugaboos that we talk about, like, you need to avoid these like Chernobyl if you don't want to lose. And in that one play, we broke four of those rules.
Okay.
We had a blue line turnover, a goal with less than a minute left in a period, a shorthanded goal, and a goal that lets the other team extend. We hit the jackpot of, like, don't do this. We did it all in one play. So there was a little bit of concern how my guys would handle in the room, and we just kind of, like, you know, gave them the straight talk and, you know, level set. And I give my guys the most credit I've seen in a long time. They had to kill two penalties early on in a 2-0 deficit, killed them off, saw their shorthanded goal, and gave them one of ours to get us going. And then in the third, they just jumped them right away and tied it, went ahead. And there was too much time to just try and win 3-2. We were looking for the fourth, and we got it. Gave us a little breathing room. But with us playing them and their coaching staff, it's all, he pulled the goalie down two, and the way our series, you know, our series always goes, like, oh, this thing could get interesting, and luckily it didn't.
You know, I saw Marenghi's name in Triton, and of course there's the famous Marenghi's in Linfield. Are these guys related?
They are not. So we've actually had a captain several years back, 4 or 5 years back, named Marenghi, spelled differently. Our two brothers are not related to the Marenghi over there. Mm-hmm. It's a unique name.
Yeah, and it's spelled a little differently, too, according to Anne-Marie's report. Okay, nice comeback for you guys. And, of course, you know, we all know the relationship with Triton and Ryan Sheehan. And, Coach, I think one of the important things is that I'm talking with coaches, they're keeping one eye on the power rankings now, where maybe before they didn't, because it's so significant to try to get into that top eight, that top ten, and so on. And your record indicates you've played a tough schedule so far, because with the most recent power rankings, you are in the top 10. And what does that mean in terms of the schedule coming up, your next game against North Reading tomorrow? Put it all in perspective for me, Coach.
So, unfortunately, you want to have the kids having the right information, because they do their research, they do their digging. So I actually had to have a conversation with them yesterday about what the power rankings, how it kind of gets to where the number of where you're ranked. And it was good for us because literally last year our power ranking was so solely based on our goal differential. Our schedule is always tough, but for some reason, some of the perennial historical teams that we played last year had down years. So our schedule almost netted out to zero. So our goal differential was pushing two. That carried our ranking. This year, 2 weeks ago, not even 2 weeks ago, before the Westwood game, our goal differential was zero, and our schedule was one, like getting close to one and climbing. So with the Westwood win, 7-0, they cap it at three, and then getting a quality win with a team like Triton and beating them by three, we just went from 10 days ago being the 13th seed to number five.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, playing teams that, you know, kids look at, you can't look at the scoreboards and put a ton of validity into it because you never know what guys are missing and whatnot, but we know that we're the favorite the next three, and we know that the teams we're playing are ranked negatively. So to offset that getting factored in, you just gotta take care of business and handle teams and put up some goals.
Well, thank you for that tutorial, because I appreciate that. It's also interesting to note how the kids do turn to the media and to turn on online statistics and stuff to get their information. I hadn't realized that was being factored into coaching now.
Oh, they know everything. The social media, the articles, they're up to speed on us and everyone around us, which is nice. You know, you want to kind of immerse yourself in it. You know, it's only a 3-month quick season, and hopefully it goes for 4 months. But you know, you want to kind of focus on your schooling and your family, but also this is your next priority. So you might as well get yourself involved and up to your eyeballs in it.
Second of a 4-game homestand coming up tomorrow in Peabody at the McVan versus North Reading, and then two more home games after that. Your focus, obviously, on North Reading. Tell me about them, Coach.
So they're obviously our rival. We've always played them twice. This year with the realignment, we only play them once, so that adds the it's a heightened sense of, like, this is the only time we're playing. They stung us 2 years ago, pun intended, when we had that wagon of a team. It's what's great about this game. You get a couple bounces, you got a good goalie, and anybody can win. So we are no means taking them lightly. We expect a big push out of them. They got a bunch of buzzsaws, which is generally kind of how they operate, a bunch of little kids that buzz around. So, again, you know, we got to get a good start and stay out of the box and finish, and we're hoping that we can come away with another win and get back to even Steven. We're not used to being below the Mendoza line for this long.
Okay. Coach, as always, thank you so much for taking the time. I know I'm going to talk to you within a week or so, and please give my best to your brother.
You got it, buddy. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Coach. Take care. All right, that is Jay Gardner, the Linfield High School hockey coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.